It is time for our Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, here on 97.9 The Hill, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's such a great way to start a conversation with the child in your life, but also with any friends and family you're looking to spark a conversation with. Kids Q, as always, made possible by our friends over at Glee Kids, located on Market Street in Southern Village. Be sure to shop for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts. That's because Glee Kids offers big style for your little one. Shop in-store or online at gleekidschapelhill.com. For this week's Kids Q, I'm joined in the studio by two members of our 97.9 The Hill team. I've got Jack Carmichael with me, and making his maiden voyage onto Kids Q is Michael Coe. Happy Wednesday, guys. How's it going?
Going well. A little rainy.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, a little dreary, but still bright and sunny here inside the Transagora Studios.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think the rainy weather is the instigation for our kids' question of the week. Ooh. It is, what is the best rainy day activity? What is the best rainy day activity? I have a couple that spring to mind.
I like curling up with a good book. That's always a good one.
Yeah. Definitely. Certainly being inside. Mm-hmm. I'm not an outside during a rainy day kind of person.
No. My girlfriend is a big outside in the rain person.
Interesting.
And I've just never been able to wrap my head around it. You know, we make it work, but it's she. You know, if it's raining, she'll be like, "Hey, you want to go take a walk?"
Wow,
that's just a different kind of person, man.
Yeah, not me. One of my biggest pet peeves is wet clothes. I cannot stand
wet socks.
Being in wet clothes for any extended period of time. So yeah, I'm pretty anti being in the rain. I really like not necessarily curling up with a book, but watching a movie or getting deep into a TV show. Those are usually the times that I find to be like prime movie watching. I was actually just having a conversation recently about what time of the day is best to watch movies, because some folks, I mean, I think it's most natural for people to watch movies at night.
Sure.
But I also don't mind watching movies during the day. And when it's a rainy day, I definitely feel less of a barrier to just like pop something in at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Sure, like early afternoon.
Exactly. So that's what jumps out to me is probably watching some movies on a rainy day.
Going to the theater is a good rainy day activity.
100%.
Definitely.
You know, a lot of folks like the dinner and a movie combo, and it's a good one. I think movie then dinner might be better.
Because that way you're not rushed during dinner to get to the movie.
Very true.
Right. And I love to talk about the movie I just watched.
Very true.
With
yes.
my friends.
Yeah.
And I love to do that over, you know, a nice chicken Alfredo.
I'm with you.
Jack's a classy gentleman.
Well, that is, I will say, getting a little bit away from the kids'
you're
question.
You're so right.
Truly. So, Jack, do you have any rainy day activities that jump into mind?
Well, I love a good hot cup of coffee on a rainy day. Like, whether it's the middle of summer or it's the middle of winter, if it's raining, I want to eat and drink hot things.
I'm with you.
If I can get a good bowl of mac and cheese
on a
rainy day, for some reason, I don't know why my brain's going pasta, but
it's delicious.
I think
bit
that's
of a theme.
Where I go
on
a rainy day.
Are we puzzle people?
I like a good puzzle.
Okay.
I don't have a good puzzle table right now.
That is also where my mom
has a great puzzle table at her house, and she does puzzles a lot when our cats don't mess them up.
Yes. Yeah. My parents are definitely rainy day time to break out a puzzle, board games, something along those lines. I remember as a kid, I would play darts a lot on rainy days as well. We have a dartboard set up in my parents' basement, and I think as a way to like be able to get some energy out by throwing things, safely doing so indoors, we turned to darts a good bit.
I had one of those magnetic dartboards as a kid.
Yeah.
It didn't really work, but it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, napping during a rainy day is pretty great. It's tough to beat the feeling of falling asleep with the sound of rain on the roof or the window.
I love to fall asleep to rain sounds, and sometimes that can screw up your like Spotify year in review stuff. But it's worth it.
Yeah. We've got Amazon Echoes set up. around. So instead of relying on Spotify for it, you just say, Alexa, play some rain sounds, and that helps take care of it.
Good stuff.
But yeah, I do think it's just a little easier to fall asleep on a rainy day or a rainy evening even.
I wonder if there's some sort of biological reason.
That's a good question.
Yeah. It's like pleasant to fall asleep during rain.
Some sort of like consistent pattern.
Yeah, like sort of some sort of mental response to the sound of rain.
Maybe as a human, you were less likely to be ambushed by a predator in the middle of the night if it was raining.
Maybe.
I'm sure someone smarter than all of us could probably do a psychological study on
sure.
this.
I bet you're right. Yeah. I bet you're right. Well, these are all pretty good rainy day activities. It's making me want to do those right now, but I've got a couple more hours of the show to go, so I think we're going to have to leave that there. But we're always interested to see any kid responses to the kids' question of the week. So be sure to ask a child in your life, what is the best rainy day activity? And if they have a fun response that you want to share with us on social media, be sure to post it. Be sure to tag us. You can use the hashtag KidsQ, whatever you want to do. It will help get our attention. And we always like to share those on social media too. And hey, if you're looking for other kids' questions to ask kids in your life, be sure to check out our audio archives and the full KidsQ archives on chapelboro.com. Once again, thanks to Glee Kids in Southern Village for presenting KidsQ. Be sure to follow them on Instagram at Glee Kids Chapel Hill. It's a great way to stay up to date with new products, sales, events, and more. Jack Carmichael, Michael Coe, thanks so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you. Brian.